A report by former Chief Justice Frank Clark into the death at University Hospital Limerick of 16-year-old Aoife Johnston will be published in the next few days. The teenager died at the hospital in 2022. She'd arrived there at the emergency department with suspected sepsis but was left untreated for more than 12 hours and died of bacterial meningitis. Now, last April, an inquest into the death of Aoife Johnston returned a verdict of medical misadventure. And speaking to reporters after the verdict, Aoife's parents, James and Carol Johnston, said they believed that University Hospital Limerick was unsafe.
We went to the hospital, really. The only thing I can say is we went there to get help. We didn't receive it, so sure. Basically it really, isn't it? Mm-hmm. You know, it's clear as day what happened this week, like.
Yeah. We arrived on the 17th and we never thought on the 19th we'd be leaving without Aoife. Aoife had, in my words, is a horrible death.
So, a horrible death, yeah.
She suffered the whole night. I'd be terrified to go in there myself, or if the girl, my own other children had to go in again. Carol. And that's really a sad state of affairs, like. So we brought Aoife where we told her she would be looked after, but she wasn't. We told her she was in the best place.
Try and get some rest, Aoife.
Get some rest.
You're in
the
best place.
The doctors will be here soon, and the doctors never came. I hope there's improvements. It's not really, we can't say anything about that, but I don't
know. Hope it's not all talk. No, they need to get on with it and sort it out.
Yeah.
Or more people are going to die in that hospital.
Yeah.
1,000,000%. They need to sort it out.
Aoife Johnston's parents there, James and Carol. For more on this story, I'm joined by Niamh Griffin, who's the health correspondent with the Irish Examiner. And Niamh, quite a lot of detail is already in the public domain about Aoife Johnston and what happened at UHL. Can you fill in some of that information for us?
Hi, good morning, Mary. Yes, indeed, it's very distressing, isn't it, hearing her parents having to relive that. So we know that Aoife went in, as they said, on the 17th of December in 2022, and she was triaged within a few hours as having suspected sepsis. But unfortunately, she spent the night not even on a trolley, on chairs, they've said, and they've shared pictures of her with two chairs sort of rammed together. And she wasn't prescribed antibiotics until the morning, just before 6 a.m., and not given those antibiotics until after 7. So, and we heard at the inquest, their solicitor, Damien Tansey, said at that stage, her father was screaming and roaring for help. But the ED was so busy, like we heard during the inquest from a Dr. Card, who said that she was in charge of 191 patients. And she also described the environment as not a safe environment and like a war zone. And the ED consultant on call, Dr. Gray, described the ED as a death trap and dysfunctional. So you have that picture of, I think chaos is maybe not too strong a word. And a microbiologist really sadly told the inquest that in his opinion, it was highly likely, had she been given those antibiotics in a timely manner, she could have survived.
And Frank Clark, who is a former Chief Justice, he mm-hmm. was asked to carry out an independent inquiry. What was he asked to do?
Yes, so that was in December of last year. The hospital had carried out an internal review, and when that got as far as the HSC boss, Bernard Gloucester, it identified serious failings in the hospital, and he felt that those failings were such that he commissioned Justice Clark to carry out a wider investigation. And he met with everyone in the hospital, and is, I suppose, his report we're expecting will tell us what happened. And it's expected to look at things like communication, the clarity around policies in the hospital, where overcrowding happens, should people on trolleys be moved to different parts mm-hmm. of the hospital or not, and issues around staffing. And communication came up quite a few times in the inquest as well. There was conflicting, I suppose, evidence around who was told what and when. So all of that is expected. And his report is also expected to feed into, there's a review being carried out separately by HICWA of all emergency services across Limerick, Clare and North Tip. Mm-hmm. So his report will feed into that, which people are quite anxious to see happen.
The family and their legal advisors have had the report mm-hmm. since July, the HSE 2. They're not happy with the report, and they seem to be, and Damien Tansey on RTE earlier in the week saying they're not happy at its inability to make adverse findings.
They're very, very unhappy. They've called it utterly superficial and said that they are disappointed. They want to see individuals named for full accountability and transparency. They feel that, you know, their daughter's private situation has been revealed to the country, really, and they've been named. So they are calling now for a statutory inquiry, mm-hmm. Which would have, you know, much wider powers, really, and they want to see, I suppose what they want is that Justice Clark's report would be just the first step and not the end.
Right. Well, Neil
and
Griffin,
Go ahead. No, just to say, yesterday there were 102 people on trolleys in Limerick, so you can see why the family is frustrated.
An important point to end on indeed there. Neve Griffin, health correspondent with the Irish Examiner. Thank you very much. After the break, it's all about Culture Night.